Maple Creek Artisan Center was established in Moscow, Ohio in 2005. And during the past 7 years, thousands have passed through their rustic doors to participate in classes, workshops, and other events that preserve artisan crafts, including pottery, glass, fiber arts, woodworking, basket making, and much more. It's my pleasure to welcome to the studio this evening Maple Creek Artisan Center and Schools Operation Manager, Vicki Ginn. Welcome, Vicki, to Around Cincinnati.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Can you describe a little bit for us the facilities? Like when someone drives up Moscow, Ohio, overlooking the Ohio River, what do they see at Maple Creek?
Well, we're a little bit off the main path. You take a left off of 52 and go kind of up Maple Creek, and you'll see up on the hillside to the left a large log cabin. That cabin was built from a couple old barns that Steve found out in St. Leon, Indiana.
And Steve Herndon is the visionary.
Yes, he is, and the builder.
The builder who builds cabins, and he's sort of the driving force behind Maple Creek.
Exactly. It's about 5,000 square feet. The top two floors were all gallery for local artists. The bottom floor is classrooms and a pottery studio. That is the main part of the facility. There's a smaller cabin right there to the left, and there's an amphitheater, which we just constructed a couple years ago. Actually, it's been a work in progress for the last couple years, but that's where we're having all the concerts and the fundraisers.
And I'd like to tell listeners that Maple Creek Artisan Center and School is sort of based on the same concept that both John C. Campbell, which is in North Carolina, their school or folk school, and also Arrowmont, which is in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, both folk schools. So folks, maybe if they're familiar with those two projects, would then be more familiar with what you're trying to achieve or are achieving out at Maple Creek.
Right, more famous areas. But yeah, Steve had the vision that this part of the country needed something like that to help preserve those traditional arts. So that's what he had in mind when he started building.
Let's talk about the concert series, because as you mentioned, those are benefit concerts for Maple Creek, sort of a capital campaign that you have going on to continue to build out your facilities. Already had a concert on August 5th. So what's coming up? Your next concert is coming up this week, August 19th.
August 19th, we're going to have all bluegrass. I know there's a big bluegrass following in Cincinnati, so hopefully they'll find out. It's on Sunday evening. We try to keep it real family-friendly from 6 to 9 p.m., and we serve a few snacks, and we have raffles. Kind of excited about our raffle. We have a handmade quilt that's going to be raffled off the end of September. Somebody did donate a really nice Les Paul-style ukulele. That's another one of the raffles. So sort of differentiated interest there, but we're kind of excited about that.
Vicki, you mentioned bluegrass for the August 19th concert. Who's going to be playing?
We have East Fork Junction, who's a local band, the Back Porch Hounds, and Rockney Riddlebarger.
And what are the other dates for? I know you don't have all your musicians lined up quite yet.
I don't, but it's going to be every 2 weeks, hopefully till the end of October.
Wow, so, that's an ambitious concert series.
Yeah, that's what we're trying for.
Vicki, tickets for the different concerts, how can folks get them and what do they get for their ticket?
They need to come to the concert. They're sold at the door and it's just a small admission fee.
And you include some other things too?
Sometimes, yeah, we have door prizes and we do raffles and that type of thing. So there's a lot out there.
What are the other programs that you have? You've got classes and I know you've got a couple of things in August, but it sounds like you're really ramping up with the classes later this fall. Tell us a little bit about, I mentioned a few things in my introduction.
I think one of the most important things that we want to do this fall is music. Music has been introduced to Maple Creek the last 2 or 3 years. We have it at all of our festivals, and people are very responsive to it. So Steve has a little guitar shop in the smaller cabin that's on the property where he repairs guitars. He has every instrument you can imagine, and the string instruments anyway. He repairs and sells guitars, but we also would like music classes. We would like to teach guitar and teach mandolin and bass and all those things. So we're looking for instructors and students to get that program started.
And then the other crafts that you offer, you've got a huge list of artists who are involved in one way or another on your website. And some of those, I imagine, are also instructors.
Yes, they are. Pottery's real big. That's one of our most popular classes. Something new we want to get started is glass. flame work, and eventually have an actual glass shop. Basket weaving, wood carving, I mean, it just goes on and on.
And you mentioned that the second floor of the main building is a gallery. So do you have also a schedule of art shows?
We do. We have a spring and a fall. Usually in May is our spring festival. October is our fall festival. We always have a Christmas open house, usually the first week in December. Sometimes in the summer we'll do a quilt show. A couple times we've done a photography show, so we try to change it up, keep a real variety of artists in there.
If a local artist listening this evening would like to get involved, what would they need to do? What are the criteria for getting involved with the
Just Maple contact
Creek?
Us. We do check. It's juried. Anything that's in the building is juried. But anything that goes along with the traditional arts line, we'd be happy to talk to them about.
And when you say traditional arts line, the criteria then would be more of the artisan crafts.
Yeah, we do have some fine painters, so that type of thing comes in. But what Steve's vision is to help these traditional arts live on, the weaving, things that people don't have to do anymore. We used to make our own brooms, and we made our own cloth, and all these things that are now considered an art, and they used to be day-to-day life. So that was his main thought behind this gallery.
I did see the broom-making class.
Yeah, we have some old Shaker broom-making equipment that is absolutely amazing. Steve worked on that for a couple months till he finally figured out exactly how it worked.
And was it an antique?
Yeah, we found it down in East Tennessee. We went down there and got it out of somebody's chicken barn.
So classes will be starting up then in September?
Well, we're hoping. I mean, that's what the benefits are for. At this point, we've had to close the gallery because of financial reasons. So we're doing this fundraising campaign, and the concerts are part of that. So we're hopeful that by the end of the year, we can reopen. I feel like it's a great loss for the community if we can't reopen it. So we're just striving and moving forward, trying to make that happen.
Vicki, it's been a pleasure to meet you and pleasure to hear so much about the Maple Creek Artisan Center and School. Thank you for being with us this evening.
No, thank you for having us.
I've been speaking with Vicki Ginn, Operations Manager for the Artisan Center and School at Maple Creek in Moscow, Ohio. For more information about their concert series and how you can help support all of their activities and their school, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Cariolgeyer.